This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Zwei Fat Chicks. And this week's episode, we're going to do a little head-to-head comparison between the Patty Shack in downtown Oshawa and Oshawa's newest burger sensation, Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Now, Five Guys Burgers and Fries is an American franchise, and our buddy Spencer loves them.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the prices are like down there, but I think he can get good burgers for a decent price for him and his wife.
But we're jumping ahead.
Right.
So first off, Patty Shack is located in downtown Oshawa on King Street.
It's an Oshawa original.
Mm-hmm. Five Guys Burgers and Fries is out by the Walmart Plaza on Stevenson Road. It's Laval Drive. And it's in the same strip as Subway and Starbucks and the Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
So if you're turning in there to go to Lowe's or go to Sale, it's over by there. So let's just talk about each place individually, and then we'll compare and say what we liked, what we didn't like. So
Okay. We
decided, let's do this comparison the same day. We decided we were going to go to Patty Shack and get a combo and split it, and then we were going to go to Five Guys and try to get a combo and split it. That way we had our taste buds leveled. Now, we knew we couldn't get the exact same burger from these two places, so we thought we'll just go with whatever toppings.
Whatever is the best of each one.
And discount the toppings and the tasting. So we're really evaluating the patties and the buns and the fries and all of that.
And the cheese.
And the cheese. And the price, location, all of that. So we tried to keep it equal. We didn't go like totally overboard and say we're getting the exact same plain hamburger at both places, because that would taste horrible, because we don't like plain burgers. That would skew our perception.
Well, and two, this isn't really... We didn't set out to make this a competitive thing. There's going to be definite conclusions that we're going to draw here, and we're going to try and stick to our neutrality
as much as
we possibly can. But we never set out to pit these two establishments against each other. We wanted to try both of them and talk about what we liked about each one.
Kind of like how we'll talk about two sushi places in the same episode. We thought it would be something like that. And what happens, you will find out, is completely different and surprised both of us.
But so we started out with the best of intentions.
We did. So, Patty Shack. One, it makes us giggle, because we think of
SpongeBob. Where he works.
Exactly.
With the Krabby Patties.
And the picture for the little logo kind of looks like a Krabby Patty.
So it totally makes us
laugh even more. There's no parking. You do have to park downtown on street. It is near the parking garages, though, so that's not too much of a hardship.
It's right next to Chan's.
Yeah, it is right next to Chan's on King Street. It's cute when you walk in. They have a little lunch counter bar up against the windows. They have a bunch of tables and chairs. It's clean when you walk in. They prepare the burgers Harvey's style, which means you order and then you go over to the pickup counter and tell them what you want on it, and they do it in front of you.
Yeah.
I've really become a fan of that style, to be honest.
Well, then you don't have to sit there and throw it all at them and hope that they're doing it right once they get over to the making it part of it, right?
And you get to change your mind like 15 times, which you want to do at the Patty Shack.
Exactly. Just a little caveat, there is a step up to go into it. And when you leave through the exit, it's ground level. But
you can go in or out either door.
True.
The one we went out was actually the handicap entrance.
Oh, okay.
So it is handicap accessible. So if you're in a wheelchair or using a walker or something, don't let that stop you.
Mobility issues. Yeah.
They definitely accommodate. So the big shtick at the Patty Shack is you can get anything in the kitchen sink on your burger.
Yeah.
The only things they charge extra for is cheese. Mm-hmm. Or if you want bacon. So it's $1 for each, pretty much.
Right. But the more things you get, the cheaper it is. They do cut you a deal if you get three of the extra topping.
They'll bundle it for you. But otherwise, everything else they have that you can add, from the salsas to the crazy sauces to the vegetation to the guacamole to all this, the avocado slices, it's all included in the price of the burger.
Yeah.
The burgers are about the same price as anybody else around here. They do 4-ounce, 6-ounce, and 8-ounce burgers, so you have some variety there. You can choose between a regular crusty roll or a whole wheat crusty roll.
Mm.
I kind of like that. The 4-ounce, I want to say, was $4.49.
Okay.
The 6-ounce was $6.49, and I think the 8-ounce was closer to $7 or $8.
Okay.
But that's a half-pound burger. That's massive.
Yeah.
You're getting
and
what you pay
for. And those prices are about average for anywhere else you get it, right?
The only place you're going to get a better burger cheaper is, well, not necessarily better, but you're going to get a burger cheaper that's just as good, if not better, is going to be at Mr. Burger.
Right.
Because they're just Mr. Burger. But, so you go up, you order. Whenever you go to get your combo, you can either order these a la carte, or if you want to get it with the combo, for another $2.99, you can add a 16-ounce fountain drink, and it's self-serve fountain drink, which means free refills. And you can add either homemade fries. They do their own chip truck style fries.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato fries, beef eater onion rings, or veggies and dip, or a house salad, or a Caesar salad.
So if you're trying to like somewhat be healthy, or at least you want to cut the fried food to a minimum,
yeah,
you definitely have those options.
You do. I didn't even realize. I've looked at it on the menu. We've been there a few times already.
Well, I realized you could get onion rings.
Because we did that once.
Right.
And the onion rings are killer.
But I didn't realize that you could get anything else.
This is only, I think, our second or third trip to Patty Shack since they opened this last year. And they also have wings and chicken fingers and some other things on the menu. So you can take the whole family there. Someone's going to find something they like to eat. I can't even begin to tell you everything you can put on your burger there.
There's yogurt sauces, there's hot sauces, there's barbecue sauces, with every single kind of spectrum that you could think of. One of the things that I want to try whenever I go there next is make like a gyro burger. Because I can get the green and black olive, like, tapenade.
Mm-hmm.
I can get that basil yogurt sauce.
Get the feta for the cheese.
Get the feta for the cheese, exactly. And you can totally make yourself a gyro burger.
Yeah.
You can make a buffalo burger with
blue cheese,
hot sauce. You can even put jalapenos on it, depending on how spicy you want it to make.
Mm-hmm. The sky's the limit. You can go with any number of combinations.
You can make it as plain or as intricate as you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. I think the first time we went, I had just a lettuce tomato and a spicy sauce kind of burger. Mm-hmm. You had, I want to say, I don't remember what you had.
I can't remember either, but I remember it took me a long time to decide because they have such an interesting combination. You don't want to just go picking stuff willy-nilly and thinking you can get away with it because you're going to end up with some really weird flavors if you put...
Yeah.
If you don't think about what you're putting on there.
Exactly. Today, we decided, let's go with something a little spicy. We ended up getting the hot peppers, the pickled hot peppers.
Yeah.
And we got their chili salsa, and then we added the hot jerk sauce to it. And we had lettuce on it to help cool it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we also
ordered...
That
was a good thing on your part, by the way.
Yeah. It needed something to back off some of the heat, some crunchy. And then we also ordered cheese on it. We got cheddar cheese. And they have a nice variety of cheese you can pick from, too.
Yeah, they have... Do they have Swiss?
Monterey Jack. I think they had Swiss. They had blue cheese.
They have feta.
They have feta. They had, I think, what was it? Jalapeno bacon.
Yeah. So. I don't know what that is, but it looks pretty good.
It looks like spicy bacon.
They have pimel that you can put on. Well, they call it back bacon.
Yeah. So these are thick patties. As the patties get bigger there, they get bigger on the bun, like wider, but they stay the same thickness. We used to get the 4-ounce patties before, and it looks almost like the logo, where it's a really smaller patty on the bun, but it's really thick, and the bun hangs over it. This time, because we got the 6-ounce to split, it wasn't as comical looking. So I kind of recommend, if you have the appetite for it, go with the 6-ounce
burger. Go with the 6-ounce one?
Mm-hmm. They do cook them on a flame grill. It's not a griddle. You get that nice charred taste to it.
Mm-hmm. It did have like that smoky, greasy backyard taste, which is really, really awesome.
Yeah. We also opted for the combo to go with the sweet potato fries because we've had their regular fries before. We know they're awesome. We've had their sweet potato fries before and we love sweet potato fries. We thought we have the option, go for it. Just happened today, they gave you free garlic sauce with it. The garlic sauce is a garlic dill sauce.
It's like a garlic
sauce.
Dill ranch style sauce, right?
Oh, it's awesome.
And I'm not a fan of ranch style sauces, but I really like it. It's tasty.
Sheila made the comment that would go great with blinis, and she's right.
Yeah.
So once we got the burger, we decided to, do our little picture thing. We had some awesome pictures from the new camera, and then Sheila locked it in half so we could do some cross-section pictures. And you lop it in half, and it looks like a cartoon burger. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
It looks awesome. And then we scarfed them down. What'd you think?
Delicious. Oh. Always.
The beef was beefy.
Thanks.
Well, it was. The beef was like beefy, but it wasn't greasy.
It was well done, but it was juicy.
Yeah.
And toppings were amazing as usual. Mm-hmm. The bun was great, nice and fresh.
The combo of the salsa with the hot jerk sauce, it was hot, but it wasn't painfully spicy.
I was kind of afraid it was going to be too hot, but I didn't want to seem like a wuss.
Oh.
But then when I started eating it, it was fine.
I'd like to point out, I gave her two opportunities to back out of having all the hot stuff on there. She's like, no, it's good.
I kind of felt like having a spicy burger, though.
Yeah. But it was awesome. The bun was delicious, nice and fresh. The cheese was real. They put these two slabs of cheese on it when it was cooking on the grill, and they were like chunks of cheese. We were already acting kind of weird because we're trying to discreetly take pictures and things because we have this honking camera now. Not as discreet as a cell phone. So I didn't want to take a picture of him slapping the cheese on the grill, but it was like two decent-sized chunks of cheese on it.
It was pretty impressive.
It was probably almost 2 ounces of cheese on the burger. And it went just absolutely wonderfully well with everything on it. The sweet potato fries were just awesome. They're string cut. They're not big slabs of sweet potato, which I think you probably want more often with sweet potato fries. Rather than...
if it's too big of a piece, sweet potato has a tendency to kind of be, not like crumbly, but it has a tendency for breakage.
And it probably cuts down on the stringiness it gets too sometimes with the fibers.
Yeah, because it can be fibrous.
Yeah. But the garlic sauce too was just delicious with that.
All their meat is from Ontario beef, so, because I asked.
She did. She called, because we were curious. And it's delicious. They have a contest going on right now. You can like them on Facebook. You can check them out on Twitter. And they'll announce different contests and
different
promotions
specials
and specials.
Coupons.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like they're pretty active with their social media. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the place is very clean when you walk in. It's very pretty. I mean, I don't have a bone to pick with it. We had been there a while ago. We've wanted to do an episode about them. We never really got a chance to them. But by the time we thought we should do it, we hadn't gone back in a while. Today presented itself as the perfect opportunity. So, absolutely love them. Then, after we finished that, I said, well, let's go over to Five Guys. Do them back-to-back in a row. Had half a burger at one place. We'll have half a burger at the other place.
Right.
So we
can again,
really
it was,
compare it.
Less of a comparison and more of a, we want to put these two in a show together kind of thing.
And I was stoked because Spencer has done nothing but rave about this place. I thought this is going to be killer because Spencer has really good taste.
Yes. He's not very fat chick.
We're going to tell how we're going to reconcile this later on too for us. So we go over to Five Guys and it's jamming. So you walk in, people waiting for their orders, small line to get up front, go to order, tables full everywhere, and it looks like there's a part of me that really digs the decor because it's very plain. It's a red and white motif. It's
well,
very
the menu is
bright.
Very stripped down too.
Yeah,
it's like a this is the way it is. Here you go.
It's very bright. You have your self-serve drink counter over on the one side. Self-serve ketchup dispensers. The tables. There's enough tables for everybody. They're not too big. They're not too small. I have to admit the restaurant looks good when you walk in. It looks like it's made to handle some decent volume.
Yeah.
You go up to order. You have the choice of a hamburger, cheeseburger, bacon burger, bacon cheeseburger, or the little versions of those. We didn't know until after we ordered because they don't clearly state it anywhere. The little versions are single patties. The regular burgers are double patties. You can get hot dogs, cheese dog, bacon dogs, all of that. They have a veggie sandwich and a grilled cheese, and then just fries and soft drinks. That's it. They do use peanut oil, which is one of the reasons why the fries are really good.
Yes.
The hot dogs are all beef hot dogs as well. The meat is American meat, but it's not...
It's USDA inspected.
Yes. It's not frozen. It's all fresh meat. So they kind of do the same thing that Shake, Rattle, and Roll and Lick's do.
Yeah.
Where they have... Doesn't Lick's do a not frozen burger too? Or is it just Shake, Rattle?
I'm not sure, actually.
I think it's just Shake, Rattle, and Roll where they have the burgers that aren't frozen at all.
Yeah. There's only
fresh.
One that's actually... made from frozen
and it's the cheap
it's
one
frozen patty it's like the economy burger and the rest of them are all fresh
and that's a Shake Rattle just not to confuse people so we go up we ended up ordering the toppings are a lot more restricted than Patty Shack but that's not the shtick at Five Guys the shtick at Five Guys is big greasy burgers and good fries we ended up getting just to keep it offbeat because we already had an offbeat burger we felt like we should try to have a common comparison we went with just sauteed mushrooms so we go and queue up after we order at Five Guys since we thought you know we should probably each order a drink because we're gonna be waiting a while so we each ordered a drink we ordered a regular size fry and then just a cheeseburger with the standard toppings and it came to $16
I hope you were sitting down when we said that
in the past I've commented about how Canadian food prices are a little bit higher than the States Since we've been back to the States to visit a little more often lately, that gap has mostly closed.
Yeah. With the increase in fuel prices driving up the cost of food, it's pretty much almost evened out.
Most of the difference now is the difference between the sales tax.
Yeah.
Whereas we're paying 13%, most people in the States are paying between 4 and 7%.
Mm.
That's where a lot of the difference comes from now. We went to Patty Shack. Granted, we only got...
We didn't get an extra drink there.
No. We only got one drink, so subtract, add $2. At Patty Shack, we paid about $9 and change, so it would have been about $11 and change. Almost a $5 difference.
Yeah.
That's a lot. If you're feeding a family of four, no, not everybody's going to be getting the regular cheeseburger off the menu. You're going to have a couple kids getting little burgers and such, but that's still a lot.
Well,
college
one
kid
of the other
their
couples
pennies.
That we know went there, and they said to go and check it out for ourselves, but... They said they went and bought, they got each got a burger, they each got a drink, they each got fries, and it was $30.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. That's, to us, that's going out for a good lunch out. Mm-hmm. Sushi, all you can eat sushi around here is just over $30. So, and granted, they did say, they said, wow, don't get two orders of fries. Get a regular fry and split it because they're huge. Mm-hmm. And they are correct. The fries?
The fries are excellent.
The fries at Five Guys are outstanding. They're as good as chip truck fries. They're plentiful. They come in a nice big, it's almost like a 16-ounce cup stuffed with them.
Yeah.
And then there's like another half scoop thrown into the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually brought some fries home from there because we felt wasteful not finishing them. We're going to make hash browns out of them tomorrow morning, which is a tip for our listeners. Leftover
what
French
do you do
fries?
With those leftover French fries?
Take them home, dice them up the next day, whip them in a frying pan with a little bit of vegetable oil. They make great home fries for breakfast.
Because they're already cooked. All you have to do is crisp them up and heat them.
Exactly. Add a little seasoning to it to breakfast it up. Perfect. So that's going to be part of our breakfast tomorrow. The burgers. They are cooked on a griddle. They are not cooked over flame. The patties are smaller because you're getting a double burger kind of deal. Yeah.
They advertise it's a double patty. However, each patty is only probably 3 ounces.
Maybe 3 ounces, if that.
So if you're getting a double patty, it's still like getting a 6 ounce burger.
Yeah. The construction of the patty themselves, the ability of it to hold together wasn't very good. This kid's work on the griddle, and he just has burger patties flying apart left
them.
And right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know if it was the texture of the burger or if it was the dude manhandling it in a please Mr. Simpson kind of way. Now, if you're a fan of Five Guys, don't let us try and dissuade you and eat where you like. But our experience was... Well,
there's more.
Yeah.
Just wait, there's more.
Okay.
So, but the way that the patties were cracking on the grill, I'm like, those aren't put together very well. I don't know if somebody was hurrying or they got mangled along the way, but hey, who cares? As long as it stays together on the burger bun, it's their loss at that point.
Or if the meat's too warm when it hits the griddle.
But if they're losing burgers, they have loss, shrinkage, due to them cooking on the griddle, that's their problem, not my problem. I don't run the restaurant, I don't own it. So then you tell them at the counter when you order what you want in your burger, so all you have to do is stand there and wait for it. They have them all lined up in front of you, and they're just going crazy, putting all the toppings on it with the receipts next to it. I do like how they have the receipt next to the paper where the burger is.
Mm.
It's very hard to mess it up at that point and put the wrong toppings on a burger. So
that's
kind
of
nice.
Well, the amount of volume that they're doing, they kind of have to do something like that.
Yeah, they had a full griddle going. They must have had 30, 40 patties on the grill.
There's 10 people behind the counter. The person that takes your order isn't going to be the person making it.
No.
So,
as Sheila said, wow, it reminds me of DP Dough because it was just busy.
Just
because
it was high
people.
Volume. Yeah.
So we waited almost, 10 minutes? We waited almost the same amount of time at both places for the burgers.
About that, yeah.
At Patty Shack, we waited because it's a thick burger and you have to wait for it to cook. I'm okay for waiting for quality.
That's
at
fine.
Five Guys, we had to wait just because they were busy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it still wasn't cooked all the way through.
No. But when just you're saying. Waiting, they do have free peanuts. So if you're allergic to peanuts really badly, you may not want to go there. They do have free peanuts out. You can help yourself while you're waiting. We went and sat down, had some peanuts. They called our number, went up and got it. They put everything in a bag. There were no take-up, no trays or anything. Came back to the table, put the fries down, took a picture, pulled out the burger, opened it up, took a picture. Sheila cut it in half, and I took a picture. And it's really pink.
Yeah.
I really... I like medium burgers. I'm hesitant to eat them anywhere where I know they're not grinding their own meat. But at the same time, I didn't feel like waiting another 15 to 10 minutes for another burger at that point. I'm like, I don't think it's going to make us sick. Because if there's E. coli, it's going to be all over everything else probably.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to get it.
Well, if we end up with X's over our eyes, it's because of Five Guys.
Yes.
Just saying.
If we spend the rest of the weekend on the toilet, it's because of Five Guys. But it was really pink.
Yeah. I'm sure that we'll be okay. But like you said, I don't like that.
But a lot of people, you're not a fan of having a medium to medium well. You like it
well done.
Well,
it's supposed to be well done.
Yeah.
On their website, it says under their FAQs that why do you only do well done? And they say, well, because of safety, food safety, exactly.
Yeah. One of the only places I feel comfortable getting a burger not well done is at Teddy's in Oshawa because they grind their meat on site. If they're grinding it on site, the chances of E. coli being involved are knocked down to almost zero.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say completely to zero. There's still a slim chance, but controlling the grinding process that you know nothing else is getting into the meat where you're grinding it from a full cut, much safer. So there I will have a burger that's still a little pink in the middle, but this just wasn't, I don't know.
Well, and it wasn't supposed to be
anything
but well done.
No.
But
now the cheese is just your standard processed American cheese.
For Canadians, cheese slices.
Yes. Now, those have a time and place. They're great on a grilled cheese.
Yep.
They're good for some other kitchen uses. But after having a burger with real cheddar cheese on it, you know, nice slabs of real cheddar, you can tell by the color, you can tell by the taste and the texture, and then having this melty, gooey, processed mess on a burger, it almost ruined the burger.
Yeah.
And that's really sad.
Well, and not to be seem like we're choosing sides, but every place around here only offers cheddar cheese. Harvey's, well, except for, obviously, McDonald's and Burger King. But
Wendy's does it.
Wendy's does it. Mr. Burger definitely does it. You know,
Licks, Shake, Ravel, and Roll.
Yeah.
It's really hard now. Not hard, but it's a lot easier to find restaurants
That's
now.
That's lowballing your game.
Yeah.
That's totally lowballing your game if you're going to use American cheese or cheese slices on a burger.
Yeah.
And now it tastes cheap.
Yeah.
Because every other place around it
mm-hmm.
doesn't use that.
Yeah. And the bun was a good quality sesame seed bun. The mm-hmm. bun was really good. The meat itself didn't taste as good.
It was okay.
It kind of had a funky texture to it, and I think it's because it was so thin and crumbly. It had a weird texture. The taste was okay. It didn't taste as beefy as the other burger we had tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't a big fan. And you know what? The mushrooms were great on it. Their barbecue sauce is fantastic. I wish there'd been a little more barbecue sauce on it, because they put it on the bun while the bun waits, and it kind of sinks into the bun.
Yeah.
I did something I don't usually do. I'm a glutton. I like to eat. I didn't finish my half of the burger. I ate about half of it. I put it in the tinfoil, and I wrapped it up, put it to the side, and started eating fries. And Sheila looked at me like I was a stranger she had never met before.
I didn't know her.
Yeah.
It was like I was sitting with someone I had never met.
But with the combination of it being undercooked, the cheese and everything, it just wasn't that good.
Yeah.
For considering
I'm really glad
fact,
that we split one, because I can tell now why John and Veronica were so upset. Because $30 for that, not worth it.
No. I mean,
in my opinion,
the price of the cheeseburger at both places, the cheeseburger at Five Guys versus the 6 ounce cheeseburger at Patty Shack's, the exact same price. But the quality difference, at least in our opinion, from what we saw tonight on a Saturday night right before Christmas on the 17th, versus maybe when it's different some other time, but the quality between the two places, just drastically different.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed. So what we're going to do to reconcile this, because I want to believe it's a good chain,
mm-hmm.
is when we go to Erie next, we're going to go with Spencer to the one in Erie and see if it's any different.
Yeah. And maybe the American one is different.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe this particular location is just mediocre.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, I don't know, it wasn't bad. It was just not great. And I was expecting it to be really good.
You know, the newer burgers at McDonald's, the Angus burgers they have that are the really good quality ones, I thought those are better than what we had at Five Guys.
Definitely. And everybody that was there seemed to be really happy and seemed to be, like, having a great time eating there and enjoying their food.
People,
so there's fans of this place.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm not going to tell you not to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, if that's your place, then you can say, Fat Chicks, you're crazy.
And we are.
This episode, you're nuts. I'm not going to listen to you.
Part of me worries that we're turning into food snobs, but on the other hand, I don't think that's why. When I compare that versus some of the local options here, eat local.
Yeah.
Ontario meat versus imported American meat. Ontario cheddar cheese versus American processed cheese slices. Really?
There's all these burger places, and there are five other places that I'd rather go to before I went to there.
Yeah.
You said that the reason why it's so bustling, too, could be just location.
It's
because it's an on-ramp to 401,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only burger place to get something hot in that area, unless you go into the Walmart to go to McDonald's.
And at Christmas time, you don't want to go near Walmart unless you have to. So mm-hmm. I think part of it's location. If you don't want to eat there, you want to go further up or down the road, you're going to be dealing with a mess of traffic because the mall is just down the road, and it's busy this time of year.
Yeah.
So part of it's location, part of it's new. But really, people in Oshawa, re-explore, if you want a good burger, explore what's around you, because I continually say, I've said it in previous podcasts, I feel like we live in Burger Central.
Yeah.
We live in the land of the burger, and it cracks me up, because I always thought of the burger being like an all-American food, but since I've come to Canada, I've had burgers that blow everything out of the water, especially in Oshawa, this little area.
Well, they're all different, too. Because there's the Mr. Burger burger, which is what it does, and it does it great.
Yeah.
There's the Shake, Grapple, and Roll burger with the mixed cheese and bacon inside the meat. Oh, so good.
And then there's the Hervey burger that has, like, it's not...
Even though it's a chain, it's, like, nice and smoky and greasy.
Yeah, and it's, like, that burger mix. It's not a 100% beef patty, but what they put in for the filler actually adds to the flavor and is even better.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different options in the area. Just, it's... This was a greasy, horrible, gooey mess. And I don't see myself going back to this particular location again, especially considering how the burger was undercooked. And the only mistake we made is, honestly, we should have gone back and complained. More for the safety of the other customers.
Yeah.
I will probably write an email in the morning and explicitly say, we don't want anything for this. We're not, you know, dissatisfied customers. We're just concerned what was going on with that. Because just because you're busy, it doesn't mean you can stint on the cooking time. And there are things you can do to control that. There are hoods you can put over the grill to lower to help speed the cooking time. I think White Castle uses those.
Yeah.
Well, there are options.
With the patties being so thin, there is no reason why we should have gotten pink in our burger.
No.
None at all.
I was expecting to see a line of pink in the one from Patty Shack because they're so big.
Yeah.
And to see that comparison, it really was odd.
Yeah.
So, on to happier things. And in case you're wondering what our personal recommendation is... Patty Shack wins hands down. Great job, guys.
We didn't mean to pit you guys against each other. We were just going to do two reviews of two places that we really wanted people to check out. But honestly, if you're a Five Guys fan, great. Good for you.
Enjoy your burgers. But
enjoy it. But if it any time we've got the choice, we're going to be picking Patty Shack.
Hands down. They offer a quality product. The only recommendation I have for them, if anybody there ever listens, there's this hot sauce company called Mama's.
Hot Mamas.
Y'all should really contact them and maybe see about hooking up with some kind of deal, because your sauces are awesome and their sauces are awesome in a different way. And you put their sauces on your burgers and maybe do a commission thing and sell their sauces in your store. It's like a match made in heaven. So you really should check out Hot Mamas. They're awesome. And yours awesome. So, you know. So we also wanted to do one other quick thing on this podcast. We wanted to do a quick book review. We picked up a manga back in August. And it's called Not Love,
But Delicious Food Make Me So Happy. It's so super English.
100% English.
By
Fumi Yoshinaga. We have pretty high standards in manga when it comes to, like, food manga because of Oishinbo. That's, like, you know, the gold seal standard.
Yeah.
We picked this up because it looked kind of neat. Looked a little quirky.
We actually picked it up when we were in
Kingston.
Kingston with Jay-Z and Jamie.
Jay-Z and Damie?
Daisy and Jamie.
We do that all the time. We reverse the first letters of their name, not even realizing it. They're becoming just one, like, merged entity to us. So we picked it up just, oh, it's about food, it's a manga, ha ha ha, how can it not be good? And it turns out it's a bunch of restaurant reviews of places in Tokyo.
Which is hilarious.
And they're done manga style. It has this, like, little chapter about the main character. She's a manga artist, and she draws, like, the gay male manga.
Oh, which, yaoi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's
that women buy, usually, which is weird, but...
And she's talking about different little mini episodes of her life. And then at the end, she has a page that tells you, a little map tells you how to get there, what their hours are, the address.
Phone number.
Yeah, parking, and then little comments as well. And the comments always tell you about how much to expect to spend while you're there. And it was so cool.
It was very awesome.
It wasn't as informative as the Oishinbo series, because the Oishinbo series really explores food and Japanese food concepts. And you become very educated on Japanese food just by reading that. By no means are you an expert, but you get a good feel for it. This, you got a little bit of information out of it, but it was just fun.
And well, it made me do the bucket list of places we want to check out whenever we get to Japan, right?
Yeah. Well, this is totally our, like, guidebook to go to Japan. We're going to check some of these places out because it's great. So, really neat concept. It's like $11 in the States, $12.50 in Canada. If you happen to see a copy of it around, or if your library has a copy, or a friend has a copy, check it out, read it. It's going to make you hungry. You're going to want to go out for sushi or dumplings or something later on. I dig the idea of doing the manga. Here's a review of that place. Manga. Here's another review. That's so cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Where Oishinbo gives you stuff about food in general, this gives you specific restaurants, which is kind of nice.
And I like the main character, because she's a total food whore.
Well, and she's not pretty either.
No.
She's regular, like us.
And she likes to eat, you know? So.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I think this episode's pretty much done.
Yes.
So, hooray for Patty Shack. Please go and check that out. And that's it.
Yes. This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Zwei Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
And this is a quick addendum to the Five Guys Patty Shack episode here.
The Patty Shack now has new burger buns, so they're actually in proportion for the smaller burgers. Looks less like a cartoon burger.
Yes. When we recorded this, we hadn't had the 4-ounce burger in a while, and we just stopped there today, shortly after Christmas, and got a couple 4-ounce burgers, and they weren't nearly as cartoonish looking as before, so we felt like we needed to add that to the episode. Keep in mind, we were going off information from months and months and months ago. It may even have been a day when they were out of the small buns, but it's still as delicious as ever, and we definitely recommend friending them on Facebook for some of their awesome Facebook deals they do. So that's it. This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Zwei Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this Zwei Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on Facebook and or follow us on Twitter. You can email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends. Please make sure that credit is given. Thanks for listening and have a great day.